My name is Doug. It's now time for 12 by 33. Sorry I haven't been around in a while, but I've had some good surrogates acting on my behalf with whom I am joined right now. Cal.
Howdy.
Welcome. And,
hi.
And Becca's in the studio with me. Let's see, it's 6:04. Just get some business out of the way. Yeah, I did say this is Radio 1190 KVCU Boulder. How's it going, guys?
It's great.
It's wonderful.
How are you doing, Doug?
I am snuffly.
I see that.
Yeah, my hay fever's just he's laying me low, but I'm upright for the hour here. How about that?
Sounds perfect.
Yeah, I love this station. I love this station, and I love this station. I've probably been listening to Radio 1190. Oh, God, I've been here about 15 years in Boulder, and I think I found it, like, year one, because I was hungry for this kind of radio. And
right in a really dark age for radio in Colorado.
Right when things
like Clear Channel were taking over, and it was just looking pretty dim. I remember those days. I was just a youngin', but...
I guess on the national scene, but when I found this, it's like, I don't know, it's like this little piece of, I don't know, some little rare mineral that glows in the dark. It's always there, and it has a half-life of a million years, apparently, because it just keeps on giving and giving and giving. That's what Radio 1190 is to me.
Maybe that's why we had those radioactivity sort of themes back years past.
Yeah, that could be it. And we did have a golden age. We had a couple of music directors who were just, they kicked tail. Can I say that on the radio?
You can say ass. I say ass all the time.
Milkman Dan and Alicia, I believe her name was.
Uh-huh.
They were just awesome music directors and kind of spokespersons for the radio station. So anyway, that gives you an idea of where I'm coming from and why I support Radio 1190. It's our pledge drive, and it's time for you to call. It's 303-735-7625 is the number. That's 303-735-ROCK. We have some wonderful, skilled volunteers out in the lobby there ready to take your call. Honestly, it'll take, what, 120 seconds of your life, maybe?
Probably less.
Maybe 180 if you're in a loquacious mood and want to chat them up a little bit.
Figure out what concert is the best one for you, things like that, that are very essential to your pledge drive experience.
Yeah, I think anybody out there who's ready to take your call will offer you the option of upping your pledge or choosing the pledge level that's right for you and connecting you with the appropriate premium or the premium that you will be earning, so to speak, by contributing. And premiums we've got some good stuff going on, don't we?
CD packs, vinyl packs, all sorts of interesting things. We got gift cards to local businesses.
So many concerts that I'm, like, so excited for, and I hope that all of you listeners out there are just as excited for, because they're going to be really awesome, and just with a 5 or 4 watt pledge, you can get those tickets and support independent radio.
And if you want to figure all this stuff out before you make the phone call to 303-735-ROCK, then go online, go to radio1190.org, and go to the concert page, and we have all the concerts that we're presenting through the pledge drive, and how many watts they're worth, and you can figure all that stuff out and kind of, you know, balance them out on the scales, and then, you know, give us a call, 303-735-7625.
That's a good way, and I'm sure if you call, the volunteers in the lobby there can give you the lowdown on what's going on. If you're interested in seeing a show, it's first come, first serve. Served, early bird gets the worm, whatever cliche you want to choose. I think we're out of some tickets on things that were just so popular. It was amazing, some tickets that we've had. So you need to get busy and call 303-735-7625 if you want to go see some live music the way God intended it, as I like to call it. Although music on vinyl is pretty sweet, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think we can all agree on that.
Yeah. What do you say we just do a little music?
Hop into it. We got this frimpong lined up.
I do. And, you know, might as well just plug the day. This is one of the things that I've scooped up, at least, and going to be offering on Record Store Day at my little, humble little shop. It's an amazing record that's incredibly rare by a Ghanaian guitarist and songwriter, K, just the initial K, Frimpong, F-R-I-M-P-O-N-G, and his Cubana Fiestas. So this song is interesting because there's some serious cross-cultural stuff going on, and we would need to run over to the music school and get an ethnomusicologist to dissect it, and it's just such a juicy track. There's some really fun stuff going on. Cal, do you know this guy?
It's funny you actually mentioned the ethnomusicologist, because I taught a class on all this stuff at my former high school on Afrobeat and the Western fusion of African music, you know, so they had all this original native stuff, and then back in the 60s and 70s, they started hearing things like James Brown and Santana, and they just, like, and they just, pretty much fused it all together and made some of my favorite music I've ever heard. So yeah, K Frimpong is very good stuff.
So let's check it out, and then when we come in on the far side of this tune, Cal, you can explicate.
Sure.
You can go into it a little bit. What do you think?
Let's hit it.
Okay. This is K Frimpong. You're listening to Radio 1190, the best radio station, oh God, maybe in the world.
In the universe.
In the universe. It's 610, and this is 12x33 Vinyl Obscurities. right, folks, we're back. This is 12 by 33 Vinyl Obscurities. My name is Doug, and it's 621. You're tuned to Radio 1190 KVCU, and we are in the midst of our spring pledge drive. Let's see. Let's just talk about that music for a second. That was a really wonderful cut there from a Numero Group sampler called Good God, Born Again Funk. It's one of the funkiest things that Numero has put together, in my opinion. They've got two of those gospel compilations that they've, I don't know, found some amazingly rare stuff there. And it from top to bottom, both of them, all eight sides worth, are really wonderful. And that was the pastor T.L. Barnett and his Youth for Christ Choir, with a tune called Like a Ship. Oh, and that beginning with that electric piano, I can imagine there's some DJ who's looped that up and gone spitting verse over that. And before that, we had Kay Frimpong, a great Ghanaian musician from a 1976 album, the name of which I am not going to try and pronounce because it's in a language that it's transliteration from some African language, yeah. and it just doesn't work in my brain right now.
They've got 14, if I remember right, it's 14 officially recognized languages there. So imagine if that was your town with all those spoken, and they all intermingle, and they all have pidgin versions where they're chopped up and kind of fused together, and just like that track that we heard, how that was kind of they call themselves the Cubano Fiestas, and that was because it's really Latin sounding, and that was kind of it was vogue at the time to sound Latin, so they kind of beefed up their sound with that and merged it with Western styles. And
so every kind of developed or semi-developed country had a psychedelic scene and a funk scene, it seems like, because of the influence of American music. Where did they get the Afro-Cuban stuff?
Honestly, I'm not sure the origins on that, but I mean, really, a lot of it was from travel and commerce. You know, people. Well, when you look at Vietnam, for example, our soldiers went over there in the '60s and they brought their Jefferson Airplane and Grateful Dead albums, and so people heard that, and so same thing kind of has happened all over. And I think that different places got different records, but they all kind of got the popular ones. So we hear things like influence from the Beatles just everywhere. You know,
sure, that's true, and the more I dig, the more I realize how important that connection between the Mediterranean cultures and African cultures and the islands, let's call it, points south of Florida, between Florida and South America. And they had this whole other thing cooking that influenced American music. It wasn't all just coming from us.
Yeah.
America-centric. So, let's see. Pledge drive.
Yay.
It's time to call 303-735-7625. That's 303-735-7625.
And where else can you hear random music from Africa except on Vinyl Obscurities on 1190? Just things that you don't hear on other radio stations that we give to all of you great listeners.
There are so many really wonderful specialty shows, and I got to hand it to the rotation DJs. This semester, they have taken on an incredible responsibility with 4 and 5 days a week, and the station's sounding really good, if you ask me. It's worth your support. 303-735-7625.
Another thing that I'd say is just that if you like what we're doing, if you like what we're rapping about over here, I think that's something that you can get behind, because not a lot of stations give allowance for that, where the DJs can just kind of come on and talk about what they want to talk about, and a lot of times it can be really good and insightful commentary on the tunes we're going to hear. And I was talking about this earlier this week on the air. It's 1190 is kind of this composite image of so much musical knowledge, because so many people here will be experts in a given genre or culture or scene, whatever it may be. And so it's just really cool to have this resource that you can turn on any old time. You know, you can turn it on while you're in the shower, while you're driving, while you're cooking breakfast, whatever you want. And like, we're always spinning 24/7.
And then there's the aspect of a lot of the specialty shows have blogs where you can download their shows. So this is really it is a 24/7 deal, folks. It's worth your support. 303-735-7625. So Cal, can you want to tell us a second about what we've got queued up next?
All right, I brought this one in. Just thought if we can get it on, let's do it. This is a really pretty interesting Hendrix, we can't call it a bootleg because that's not allowed on the air, but it's this Hendrix rarity, and it's called You Can't Use My Name, and what we're about to hear is, who is it, Ed Chaplin in the studio booth in 1967, and you actually hear his back and forth talk with Jimi Hendrix himself, and Jimmy's saying, you know, you can't use my name for any of this stuff, you know, while they're cutting tracks in the studio, and Ed's saying, oh, yeah, sure. And it's just kind of cool to hear all this. It's kind of a snapshot in time.
Ed being an engineer or the producer?
I guess so. Ed Chaplin was, I think he was a producer. And so, yeah, they're in the booth just kind of playing around, and none of this was allowed to get released, but it eventually did. And so we're going to hear the track Gloomy Monday, and it's really kind of this, it's a really joyous and feel-good track, I think, with Curtis Knight.
So Curtis Knight is actually singing?
I do believe.
Okay, and just for those of you who might not know, Curtis Knight is a fellow, a Greenwich Village, I guess you could call him a Denison rock soul, kind of a lunatic singer who Hendrix played with probably, I don't know, 8 or 10 months in 66, 67 before he blew up. And I guess that's the reference to You Can't Use My Name. Anyway, let's enjoy this. Courtesy of Cal, whose show, Cosmic Tones for Mental Therapy, can be heard when?
Tomorrow night, Friday nights, for all eternity, 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. Check it out.
One of my favorite specialty shows on Radio 1190. Give us a call, 303-735-7625.
Okay. Edward, can you hear me? In other words, you can't use my name for other stuff, though, right?
You can't use his name for any of this.
Oh, don't worry about it.
No, but can you? No, seriously, you know.
It's all okay, don't worry about it.
Huh?
I won't use it, don't worry about it.
you. He keeps you down. He keeps you. He keeps you down.
He does something.
Yeah.
He keeps you. He keeps you down.
He's singing the blues. Yeah.
He keeps you down.
He does something. Yeah.
He keeps you. He keeps you down.
God got me paid and all.
He keeps you down.
Gave me something.
He keeps you. He keeps you down.
Blow my mind.
He keeps you. He keeps you down.
Gave me something.
He keeps you. He keeps you down.
He keeps you.
He keeps you down.
When the world starts to looking real,
keeps you down.
You know, you know. Puts us on his white horse to watch us ride.
And not for you to watch us walking like a slave.
Deep inside your mind is the grave.
And not for you to watch us walking like a slave.
Deep inside your mind.
He keeps you down. He keeps you. He keeps you down. Get high, by dry, die.
We ain't got nobody.
And those machines that took our gigs.
Seems the good white folks done blessed us with a curse.
Things ain't getting better. Things getting worse.
Ain't enough for you to watch us.
Deep inside your mind is in a grave.
And enough for you to watch us working like a slave.
Deep inside your mind is in a grave.
That was an obscure band from Chicago named Bosco. It's I guess we're kind of in a rare mode tonight, a super rare mode. A band from about 1970, I'm guessing. There's no date on it. This is a reissue from the Numero group, the group that brought you, or the record label that brought you the Born Again Funk piece at the top of the hour. I don't know much about this band. I even looked around, and I guess there's not a whole lot of documentation left. They put out one album. It's called Bosco. They were from Chicago, and they were hanging out with the likes of Sun Ra and his orchestra and the Art Ensemble of Chicago. So these guys, even though they were kind of in a funk soul mood here, had some jazz chops apparently, and also they were influenced pretty significantly by The Last Poets. And before that, we had a nice Jimi Hendrix rarity, a track I was not familiar with, courtesy of Cal from an obscure bootleg. Although he says we can't use that word, the cat's out of the bag. It is an unauthorized release, I guess we could say, of a rare Hendrix track. And this is the kind of stuff you hear on my show in particular, but a lot of slots on Radio 1190 have really interesting variety, obscurities, either the latest music, stuff that you haven't heard yet. You're going to get it first here, courtesy of our brilliant music director, whose name is Melissa, and her the fire hose of CDs that she gets hit with every month, the number of hours that she and her staff spend pouring through that music. If you knew that, I don't know what it is, but it's really high. She works hard.
Yeah, I think she does like 20 CD reviews a week or something like that, just like going through like all this music, picking what's best for our library.
And to get to those 20, she has to go through, what, 40, 50,
yeah,
something like that?
Yeah, listening to a couple.
Yeah.
couple clunkers.
Like, no.
So anyway, that, and just yet another reason to acknowledge the value, the worth of this station. You're getting the cream of the cream, whether it's on Cal's show, Becca's show, Folk Explosion. No, is that, what's it called?
It's Folk, yeah.
Folk, yeah. It's not Folk. Your legatee of Folk Explosion, I guess you could say.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's just really fun listening to these specialty shows. I love Becca's show. I love Cal's show, Cosmic Tones for Mental Therapy.
We've got plenty of other ones, too. You know, the Bass Metalism is actually a nationally recognized hip-hop program that started basically when the station started, and DJs from that have actually gone on to some serious fame and, you know, win awards and become serious producers and things like that.
So that's like the ultimate legacy show at 1190. It sounds like
definitely.
Yeah, and we can you can catch that show. Is it Sundays?
Saturdays.
3 to 7.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, something like that.
Yep, it's a heavy block of the best independent hip hop. You know,
and the guys are fun. They are having so much fun in the studio. I don't know. I just want to come in and hang out with them. Again, it's just this is a fun place.
We're so fun.
And it's hopefully you feel that. Hopefully you feel inspired to call 303-735-7625, 303-735-ROCK.
Yep.
What else?
Good stuff. You know, we give you something back too. If you wanna throw us some dough, then we give you. You can make it completely tax deductible if you want, and that's just pretty much out of the goodness of your heart, giving us money, and you get it back at the tax time, whenever that is. And if you do want some cool prize sort of things, then we got T-shirts, hoodies, CDs, vinyl, all sorts of interesting things. You know, gift cards to local business.
You can slip into a rocket card for a mere 1 watt.
And that's really good for like twist and shout stuff. I always show my rocket card at Absolute Vinyl and things like that.
Yeah, we haven't talked about the rocket card yet this hour, and that's honestly, I mean, I've saved a lot of money from that, for sure.
It's the unheralded cornerstone of our premium package.
It is.
Yeah, yeah. It gets you 10% off at selected retailers in Denver and Boulder. We should get a list of those. We'll have those for the next break. Let's see. I don't know. Are the phones ringing? It sounds kind of quiet out there.
They were ringing, but we'd like them to ring more. So if you want to help us out, 303-735-7625, please just stop what you're doing for just a moment and hit us up. We've got a friendly volunteer crew out there, and they'd love to talk to you. Go for it.
It'll take just 120 seconds, 2 minutes of your time to get a pledge on record, and then you can pay with Visa. They can set up a payment schedule if you want to pledge some more watts, but you don't want to pony up all at once. Really flexible. We'll bend whichever way you would like us to get you to show us some support. 303-735-7625.
And at the 1 watt level, you can get the rocket card, and that is good at Twist and Shout, Wax Trax, Black and Red, Absolute Vinyl, Independent Records and Video, Time Warp Comics and Games, Angela's CDs, Indie Inc., Poster Scene, and Little Horse Books. All really great independent local businesses in Boulder and Denver.
They really are. I don't know if you've ever been to Time Warp. It's a comic book mecca in there, and they've got other stuff too, but it's that's an impressive place.
And we got, Becca just listed those off from my card because it's always handy in my wallet because I use it all the time. You know, you never know when you're going to be passing by a record shop and you need to just hop in.
Get your vinyl fix.
Yeah. Or book fix or comic book.
Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, you get the picture, folks. 303-735-7625. Let's see. It is 6:42. The hour is flying by. I have to say it again. I'm having fun. I always have fun when I'm in this chair. I've missed it dearly for the 3 weeks I was gone. But I'm back now, sniffles and all, loving life at Radio 1190, 303-735-7625. Let's get back to some music. Here I have for you this. I looked online and this record isn't online yet. This is a Record Store Day exclusive that I've already taken receipt of, and I'm probably violating some code here by playing it for you.
Breaking the rules.
It's called Bend in the Road. So I guess I'm kind of, you know, I'm taking a bend here down this little trail of naughtiness by playing this for you. Bend in the Road by Jeremy Spencer. For those of you who are up on your blues rock, your British blues rock, you'll recognize his name from Fleetwood Mac. He was a founding member along with Peter Green and John McVie. Mick Fleetwood. John McVie joined a few months into things. Anyway, he was a founding member of that great band and wasn't around for too long with it and kind of had a bizarre history with that band. But anyway, he made some fine music. He's a brilliant guitar player, very subtle, understated musician, and he's still working in that blues rock idiom. So from this album titled Bend in the Road, we're going to hear a tune called Secret Sorrow, and you are tuned to Radio 1190, 12x33. Vinyl Obscurities.
the first stone.
Secret Sorrow from Jeremy Spencer. I just love the tone he gets on that guitar. I was able to find some video footage online of him performing that live a while back, and he's just got this really beautiful custom-made guitar. I have no idea what it is, but anyway, it just sounds so nice. And this is a really excellent-sounding record, by the way, folks. If any of you are out there or audiophiles, this will definitely make your nice turntable sing at its utmost. Let's see, it's 6:48. I am almost done. I'm honored to be joined still by Miss Becca and Cal, specialty show host at Radio 1190, to help me talk about Pledge Drive for just another couple seconds here.
I'm personally, Pledge Drive is my favorite time of the year because all the volunteers are here and we're all really, really excited, and all you listeners are giving your support. I'm actually doing a special on my show on Newport Folk Festival, so you should tune in on Sunday for some really old archived recordings from Muddy Waters and Bob Dylan. So if you love Pledge Drive like I do, you should check that out.
And that would a great way to highlight what you're doing, because that is probably the premier. I don't know. The words are failing me. That is one of the most important showcases of folk talent going back to when? The late 50s? When was the first?
58, I think.
Was the first one. And that you're getting the first big screen appearance, so to speak, of people like Mississippi John Hurt and, Son House, or these old blues guys who are in their winter years.
Yeah, exactly.
Not going to be with us much longer. And there's... George Ween, is that the fellow who puts it together?
I should actually look that up. I don't know, but I'm going to have so many really great recordings. I'm really excited about it.
Yeah.
So,
well, you got me excited, and I've got the snipple, so I'm gonna beg off on a cloudy brain. But I think George Ween is the fellow who got that going, and of course it was one of the famous appearances of Bob Dylan with his first electric appearance, and very controversial. So I'm sure you're going to touch on that.
Oh, definitely. One of the tracks that I might just play.
Yeah. So if you like the idea of this kind of programming, you've got no choice.
It doesn't survive without you.
Yeah.
Really. I mean, it is almost no choice, because without you, we, just don't exist.
Yeah.
We can't just sit here and talk to an empty room, you know. So, yeah. Please pledge your support, because we need to keep the lights on. We need to keep the board running. We need to keep the turntable spinning.
And I will say this: the money goes directly into the operations of the studio. There is no fat on this budget. It's just we're down to pure muscle here. This is just every penny goes towards something that's integral to the function of this radio station, and I can't emphasize that enough. Go ahead, Cal.
Just one last thing. So I guess, Doug, you're not offering any specials for any premiums, right, for your show?
Well, I that's one of the little balls that I have juggling, and I'm afraid I heard it bounce on the floor. And so I'm going to get in when I'm off air here. I'm going to go talk with Hannah and get some, see if I can get some gift certificates in the mail.
Oh,
or
cool.
Not in the mail, but on the floor. In fact, hey, I'll just make it up right now. I'm now offering hereby a, $20 gift certificate for a pledge of what seems reasonable. Oh God, I've gotten myself. I'm out on a limb, folks.
Oh God,
30 watts.
Let's say if you call us up and pledge us $30, then you get $20 at Absolute, which is an incredible record store. And yeah.
So there you go, folks. You're almost getting your money back par there. I mean, it's you're hardly realizing a loss. You throw in the rocket card and some other swag, you might score, and hey, you might come out ahead. I don't know.
Serious.
Yeah. Game in the system. 303-735-7625. 303-735-ROCK. We'll do whatever it takes to get you to call, because we love to hear the jingle jingle of the phone, which leads to jingle jingle in the bank account and keeps us cooking.
Exactly.
All right.
As long as we keep our pants on.
Yeah, keep our pants on. Yeah.
Anything besides that.
Okay. So I think this was going to be my swan song of this edition of 12 by 33. Sun Ra is an artist that I really adore, and I think he was from Jupiter. The man thought like no one else. He dressed like no one else.
He believed he was himself.
He
thought that he would tell you that he was from outer space.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Who knows? I feel like I'm from outer space sometimes.
It's all fine and good.
And actually, I got to meet him once. He was a sweet, sweet man. I got to see him play a couple of times. One time I saw him at this crazy club in Washington, D.C., and there was like a dozen people in the there were more people in the orchestra than there were in the audience. I know, it was crazy. Anyway, it was a fabulous show. Incense Burners, Egyptology, the whole nine yards. Anyway, so an album titled On Jupiter, from Sun Ra and his solar orchestra. We're going to hear a tune titled UFO, and you're tuned to Radio 1190 KVCU Boulder. My name is Doug. It's been fun. I will catch you next week, if not before. Give us a call, 303-735-7625.
you got a hiding place somewhere in the deep and dark of space. I know that you got a hiding place somewhere in the deep and dark of space. I know that you got a hiding place somewhere in the deep and dark of space. I know that you got a hiding place somewhere in the deep and dark of space. I know that you got a hiding place somewhere in the deep and dark of space. I know that you got a hiding place somewhere in the deep and dark of space. I'm gonna get out of place.